Hi, I'm Alex Schmidt, and this is Family Fishing in Iowa Weather. My submission to the Paul Inko Glory of the Census Iowa Census Essay Contest. I was sitting on the cold grass on a nice sunny day, next to the clear blue water where my grandpa, two brothers, and I are fishing. You can hear the birds singing in the air where there are hardly any clouds. Bang, bang, bang. My grandpa knocking on the door and yelling, "Get up, get up." I slept in. I was supposed to be up and ready by 11:30. Staying up all night playing video games wasn't the best idea. So I slowly rolled out of bed and put on some new clothes, brushed my teeth, and jumped in my grandpa's car to go to Prairie Lakes. It was a 5-minute drive. Looking out the window, I could see the blue sky and a couple of white clouds. "Great day to go fishing, huh?" my grandpa said. "Yeah," I said, staring out the window. The rest of the ride was pretty quiet. When we got there, my grandpa popped open the trunk and said, "Get your poles out. We're going and go over there." He was pointing at the shaded area of grass. So my brothers and I walked over to the spot with our poles and lawn chairs. My grandpa walking with a limp. Has his chair over his shoulder, pole in hand, and carrying and rolling a cooler behind him. He set his stuff down next to us, opened the cooler, and pulled out a Walmart bag, grabs two containers of worms, and hands them to my brother. "Here's two containers of worms. This should last all day." "Thanks," my brother said as he grabbed them from his hands. He handed one of the containers to me, so I started digging out a worm. My little brother was saying, "Get me one too." I responded, "You want one?" "Yeah," he said. I threw the worm I had gotten out for him, and it bounced off his forehead. "What was that for?" he said, and I responded with, "You said you wanted me to get you one, a worm out, didn't you?" "Yeah, but I didn't say throw it at me." That's when my grandpa jumped in and said, "Less fighting, more fishing." So that's what I did. And a couple minutes after I casted out the worm, I caught a fish. It was a very small fish, but it was still the first fish anyone caught all day. "This is the biggest fish. Is that the biggest fish you could catch?" my brother said. So I responded with, "I don't see you have a fish in your hands, do you? Look at me so I can take a picture of you," my grandpa said. I turned and raised the fish and smiled. "Got it. Now let the fish go," my grandpa said. So I took the fish off the hook and released it. Then I put a new worm on and casted it out. Hard in the distance, my little brother spotted a big black cloud and coming and says, "Look at those big clouds out there. It'll rain later. It won't affect us, though," my grandpa said. "Okay," said my brother. "I think I got a big one hooked," my brother says. Then my grandpa, little brother, and I reeled in our lines and watched him catch this fish. He eventually did, and it was a big fish. I don't know exactly how big it was, but it was bigger than anything I've ever caught. After he took a picture and released it, it began to sprinkle, and the big black clouds were getting closer and closer. So we started to pack up, and as soon as we got in the car, heavy rains and thunder started. It was a slow, quiet ride to my grandparents' house because we were trying to let my grandpa focus on driving. When we arrived to their house, we ran inside. When we got there, my grandma said, "I'm glad you guys made it home safe. Now unpack your sandwiches out of the cooler, and I'll give you something to drink." "Thanks, Grandma," I said as she handed me a bottled water. After I finished my sandwich and water, I laid down on the couch and fell asleep.